We are now in part two of the class, the Quick Start Program, Connecting the Inner and Outer Movement. In part one of the training, you felt your body in a deeper way when you did an exercise. In part two, you will practice feeling the exercise movement. You will use your mind to follow the movement, learning to become one with the movement. Step one. Step one is sort of a pre-work. The purpose of the pre-work is to get your thinking only way of exercise in the background and replace it with the intelligence of the body. If you do this, a new thinking takes over. We are wanting to strengthen your being as well as your doing. Generally speaking, slow down. Resist the urge to just do it. Continuing from part one, stop and take a moment to feel your inner body, your presence. Take an inventory of just being. That will slow you down from just doing. Again, know the exercise you are about to do. Think about and know which muscles are going to be used. Know the correct form of the exercise. If you intimately know what muscles should be used, and you engage them, you will find yourself being more precise with your movement. You will have a roadmap in your mind of what you want to do. You will strengthen your muscles more quickly and efficiently if your mind is deeply engaged. This may seem like a lot of work, but you are exercising for a purpose. If you exercise this way, you will need to exercise for a shorter amount of time. So put forth into keeping your mind engaged, and you will need to exercise less. Once you make this way of exercising a habit, your mental effort will lessen until it's automatic. Your body has recovered, and you are ready to do another set of the same exercise. Notice your posture. Get and stay in good posture. In many exercises, this means pulling in your abdominals towards your spine. Notice your body without any push on it. How it is just to be before the exercise begins. Step two, as you did at the end of part one, start by feeling the exercise in your body. All your attention should be on the body and the muscles that are going to be doing the exercise. Step three, become one with the movement. Now that you're feeling your inner body as you move, your awareness is going to stay with the movement. Each movement has a complete motion to it. Within that complete motion, there are many, many micro movements. For example, if you are raising your arms from the side of your body to the shoulder level, there are many, many micro movements as you raise your arms. Your job is to feel the micro movements within the whole movement. How does your feeling of the muscles shift from one micro movement to the next? Is there a change in you as you move through your body? If you stay focused on the micro movements, oneness and presence will naturally arise. Oneness and presence is not a mental construct. It is a consciousness that arises from moving in this way. You don't want to think of oneness. You want to feel the oneness. Have no separation between the movement and you. You are tied to the movement. Now, do that exercise, bringing forth as much as you can into the movement. Okay, welcome back. Now jot down what you've noticed, if anything. What happened after you put your awareness on your body? What did you notice about your various body parts? What did you notice, if anything, about your breath? After you finished the exercise, did you notice anything different in your presence or state of awareness? Were you quieter? Are you quieter now? Did the room feel the same? Were your senses altered? And step four, repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. Repeat and repeat. In each repetition, let yourself go deeper into your body. Through the movement, be open to seeing more. Be open to see more.